Most pest control companies will confirm that of all the pests they've had to deal with, rats are the toughest. Some are seeing a call increase of up to 100% over last year. Over the past couple of years, Toronto has seen a flurry of construction leading up to last summer's Pan Am Games, and major work, especially in the downtown area, where projects such as Union Station may have disrupted rat populations. Exterminators can't put an exact figure on the number of rats in the city. They can only go by the number of increased calls they're making. Daniel Mackey is the Quality Assurance Director for Greenleaf Pest Control. He says his rat calls are up 30% over last year, a huge spike. Mackey says there's no single reason behind it.
It's more of an environmental reason why we're seeing a spike in the rats. And so what's happening is that with warmer weather, there's more abundance of food, of water available. And the more that the rats are out foraging, the more that they're out and about, the more that they encounter a female. So over time, year over year, that population tends to get bigger.
Mackey also says people are using their properties differently.
Today we're composting. Today we're letting our grass go long. Today we're naturalizing our backyards. We're planting vegetable gardens. We're urban chicken farmers. Our grass is growing long. We're putting natural flowers back there. And so our goal now is to create natural spaces in our backyards.
All that, of course, is attracting the rats who are flourishing with all the extra food and natural shelter. The solution? Mackey says prevention is the best. Seal up potential entry points to your home, cut back vegetation that's close to the house, and make sure any trash is disposed of. And he warns that the worst possible solution is to use rat poison. If a rat dies somewhere in your home, it could take weeks to get rid of the smell. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.